Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio Marathon. We've got Sky Cubby and his guest today, this part of our show, Medicinal Foods. Sky, are you there?
I am. Aloha. We just had a mute out here. But this is Sky Cubby here from the Big Island of Hawaii, and welcome to another episode of Medicinal Foods Radio. It is a bluebird, radiant, sunny day out here. All the fruit trees are drying out here on the wet side of the Big Island. And there's a little smell of smoke in there. It must be the lava burning the forest somewhere. But today we have a very special guest, Katrine Valinsky, who pretty much embodies the radiant day that we're having out here. And she is a truth seeker, researcher, teacher, author, coach, sports nutritionalist, athlete, and foodie, who has mastered the art of radiant health, as far as I'm concerned, after some pretty incredible health challenges, including radiation poisoning as a Chernobyl survivor, who is now also a super mom. Before we get started, I just want to thank my beloved Omra for that beautiful introduction, and stay tuned at the end of the show for one of her original songs. This one's actually a chant. Also, thank you, Matt, for producing such a great show and having me on every time. It's always a blast, and I'm really honored to be a part of this United We Strike family. We are sharing the airwaves right now with Switzerland, UK, Ireland, Chile, and New Zealand, and a big shout-out to the listeners of Wolf Spirit Radio, AwakeRadio.us, and American Freedom Radio. So we're all coming together to produce this show to uplift, educate, and inspire people to free themselves from what the globalist agenda of what Matt calls the stinky New World odor. So we talk about this war being waged against the people, and one of the weapons they use against us is food. These power trippers and their greedy corporations have also hijacked our water, air, and seed supply, and seem to stop at no expense to keep us in the grip of their sick care. So we're going to talk about how you can free yourself from that grip and reclaim your sovereignty. There's really an epidemic going on, one of malnutrition and toxification. And of course, we've got a cancer rate, usually 1 in 3, but I've heard parts of Asia is 1 in 1. So we really need tools like we're going to learn about today to detox ourselves. I created Medicinal Foods to share what I learned along my quest for health and woke up to the mind-body-spirit connection in relation to our food and water and lifestyle. So my guest has done the same thing. And I just want to invite you to take a look over at medicinal-foods.com. And there's some things that I was able to overcome my chronic asthma, lung infections, and candida with. You'll find decadent raw chocolate, nutrient-dense superfoods, tonic herbs, nano-medicinal mushrooms, and a whole lot more. For a few more days, you can also download my free ebook, The Raw Chocolate Diet, which is filled with a bunch of different ways of cleansing virtually every organ. And it's about to be published, so you can get the whole book just for probably the next week. Today's guest is truly a woman after my own heart. Katrine Valinsky, like myself, took her healing into her own hands, faced the challenges that she had, and emerged victorious. So, Katrine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sky, for inviting me in for that beautiful introduction. I haven't heard such a summary of my own work in a while, so it was beautiful to hear from you. And thank you for making me a part of this enlightening show and giving people the tools to transform their health.
Well, we'll make sure we have the podcast to get that information out to everyone in the future, because I know we're going to cover some good ground here, and I know it's been a while since I've seen you last. How old is your little one now?
Oh, he's almost 1 year old. Time flies.
Wow. Well, good job. I know it's not easy. My daughter is 9 years old now, and she definitely has flown by, so... please share with our audience your amazing story and a little bit about how you got started in this work that you do.
Well, Sky, of course, as you know, I was born and raised in Russia, and I had the unfortunate situation of being close to Chernobyl when the explosion happened in 1985. My whole family was actually traveling through the area. We were going for our summer vacation and just happened to be passing by Chernobyl when it was happening. It was an unfortunate situation that kind of escalated later on because we also moved to an area in Belarus, which was getting about 40% of a fallout of Chernobyl, nuclear fallout for the next probably 7-8 years. So I've had kind of close relationship with radiation. I've been exposed to it too, in a lot of ways. My whole family had cancer. I was the only one that didn't get the cancer, and I actually attributed to the fact that as a kid I was not eating any animal products. I just refused to eat meat, and I said that I was a vegetarian when I was 5 or 6 years old, and actually earlier than that, and my parents just stopped fighting with me and just let me do it. So I actually attributed to the fact that I wasn't consuming animal products. And of course, we know now that when radiation fallout happens, animals that consume a lot of the grass and, you know, a lot of their foods, they basically compound radiation. And if you then consume their milk or meat, you're getting a high dosage of incorporated particles into your tissues and into your digestive tract. So I think my saving grace was the fact that I was vegetarian. I was also spending a lot of time outside in outdoors and, you know, grounding myself. Now that I know all these things, it's amazing how I was able to keep myself healthier. But still, I did get some problems with my health. It was mostly hormonal issues, and that's a huge problem for a lot of women that's been exposed to radiation in my area, getting all sorts of problems with hormones as a teenager. And then in my 20s, when I moved to, to Canada first, I got into a very busy, crazy lifestyle, you know, started stressing my system even more with just not sleeping well, having worse food choices, just, you know, just one of those things, just moving to the United States. I remember having this situation, going to the store and feeling that the food wasn't tasting the same, because in Russia you don't have organic and commercial foods, you know, in Soviet Union pretty much everything was organic, and you were eating mostly from the garden, you were eating a lot, you know, at your grandmother's in summertime, and eating a lot of fermented and pickled foods. So it was way less commercialized. So while when we moved to North America, it was a huge change in our food supply, and I remember going to the store for the first time and saying, there's something wrong with the food here, and I can't figure out what it is. So it took a while to get to the place and understanding that there is such a thing as organic and commercial, and things are completely different here. And of course now in Soviet Union, now Russia, there has been some changes in food production, and the food probably not as clean. But they're going back. I have seen, you know, as Putin had refused to let GMOs in, and they're taking a more proactive approach to having cleaner, biologically cleaner food. But at that time, when we moved to North America again, I was consuming a lot of things that were not clean. I got into a very busy lifestyle. I was in school. I was modeling. I was flying all over the place. And slowly but surely, I started crashing. And about 23 years old, all of my systems were pretty much done. You know, I was having kidney problems. I was having hair falling out. I actually even had teeth falling out. And at that time, I didn't even connect it to the fact that I was exposed to radiation as a child. And it took me quite a while to actually understand what was happening. I went to all the clinics, the doctors, the Mayo Clinic. Nobody could tell me what was going on. It was like, yeah, your body is failing, and we can't figure out why. And then I talked to my grandmother, and she said, well, you were in Chernobyl. What do you think is happening? And at that time, again, I didn't know that things, radioactive particles can stay in your tissues for quite a long time. And now that I know that when I stress my system with bad food and lifestyle, basically those toxins, you know, came out and, you know, bit me. So at that time, I had to take time off from everything that I was doing. I was going to an Ivy League school. And, like, again, I had a job. I had a lot of different things going for me. But I had to stop everything because I understood that if I did not take care of my health, I would not be here, you know, speaking with you again to today, I mean. So at that time, at 23 years old, I basically sold everything that I had and started traveling to see teachers, doctors, any kind of medical professionals, practitioners that could help me. Tried a lot of different detoxes, tried a lot of different cleanses, fasts, different alternative therapies. Basically, took like a three-year experiment on myself. And I spent a lot of time on the couch detoxing and, you know, not being able to move much and obviously not being able to do much in the world. Thankfully, I had some finances that helped me to go through it. And the process, I've learned a lot about my body. I discovered foods that were healing for myself. I had shifted my perception and shifted my more emotional and psychological world too. Started discovering spirituality, started discovering meditation. You can't change one thing, I find, without changing the other. You know, changing your body will usually lead you to a change in spirit and looking for higher, I guess, calling or, you know, understanding who you are and how you fit in the world and what do you do. So all of that experience and healing myself personally brought me to a point where I understood that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to help other people transform their health, find their path to radiant living, and help them get on a path that helped me so much. And since then, that's all I've been doing. I've been living, breathing, walking, you know, my path, learning as much as possible. You know, even the last year, becoming a mother, that helped me a lot to understand again what the moms are actually dealing with daily, you know. So
right, how to fully nourish yourself and
exactly
stay in balance.
Stay in balance and also nourish a new little bee and how to bring those guys into the world. So this has been an amazing experience, and in the process I found my calling and being able to share what I have learned with others.
Wow. Well, what an amazing world it's going to be when we actually, for the first time, I think, we have conscious parents. You know, that's an amazing thing. So I know the world's transforming more than we realize just through our own actions. And I don't know if you know, but I'm actually a Polish-Russian Jew. So we got some similar roots out there.
Ah, that's
but
a
I know
life.
Yeah. So, you know, the culture, you know, that is what defines a culture. Some say the cultures, the actual probiotic, fermented, like those Russian kefirs, I guess they've been passed on through the generations as some of the most revered. Almost like in Hawaii, they consider the taro a family member. So they keep the kefir that feeds the family. It's almost like a living being that's part of the family. But in the West, we have pasteurized, homogenized food that is dead. That you kind of you wonder why there was not such a great Western culture. But anyway, you know, I think that you have that kind of health crisis and you go through what we've experienced and it seems to kind of stick with you. So you might go through a roller coaster ride for a while, but you have that deep kind of cleansing and you can go to someone like Katrine and who does transformational health work, and you can turn around your health, and you have such a powerful experience that hopefully, obviously, it's stuck with you because you're still doing it and you're still in it. But I know it takes a while. For me, I started realizing the cycle between what I was putting in my body and how sick and miserable I was feeling, and ending up in the emergency room with lung infections and asthma. So, you know, it takes doing it all, just like you said, you know, going from all aspects. And I designed my product line of medicinal foods to get people feeling really good so they can access those higher spiritual realms. You know, it's a little hard to meditate when you're coughing up mucus and you're so sick you can barely sit up. So, yeah, taking it all together. Now, are you still vegan?
Right now, I'm not vegan. I am vegetarian. I had to add a little bit of animal products back to my diet, mostly because I wasn't able to produce breast milk without adding eggs and some, you know, raw goat cheeses and raw goat dairy, mostly. So I have tried really hard to, you know, be vegan and, you know, after my baby was born and tried to figure out how to do it, but it didn't work out. And I wanted to produce milk, of course, for my baby, because that's the best nutrients a possible mother can give to the child. So I had to turn to a little bit of animal foods, and I have learned more about it, why I have to do it. And actually, it has to do with my hormonal profile and the radiation that I was exposed to, even though I was able to heal my body, detox, and, you know, enjoy an extremely amazing health. I still have less hormones produced than, let's say, some other women would, just because they were not exposed to such a crazy amount of stress, right? So it had to do actually with hormones, and animal products were helping me with getting those hormones back, so I was able to produce the milk again. You know, I'm just sticking with, again, you know, high quality eggs, that is, my friends are actually growing their own chickens and they have their own eggs, so it's not something I buy in the store. And again, the goats are also, you know, eating the superfood. The goats eating spirulina and clover. You know?
Oh, God. You know, that's the best. I mean, look, we have the Krishnas right down the road, so the cow milk that we get is, they go to the coastline and harvest the mineral-rich grasses,
right,
and feed it to their cows. You know, the Krishnas, they worship the cow. So it's like the milk we get is so raw and sweet and just, it's amazing. So, you know, everyone doesn't have that access to the amazing raw dairy and raw eggs and all that. So, you know, there are solutions out there. There's the grass-fed cheeses, which we love, the grass-fed products, milk and free-range eggs. And, you know, you can find that. You can go to your farmer's market and you can find those things. So that's great to hear. I think it's a good testament to other mothers, Katrine, that, you know, sometimes we embrace veganism or vegetarianism for a cleansing experience. But I think the important thing is to remain flexible and be non-dogmatic with your diet. And as you shift, like, in your case, being a mother, you want to give your body what it needs. But let's back up a second. Now, you had radiation poisoning from Chernobyl. Aren't most people who get that sterile?
Not most people. So a lot of people do have a problem. Again, you know, like for women especially, one of the first places to get problems is in our reproductive system. No, it's a very delicate system, and it's very affected by free radicals and those species that basically tear apart through the system. So a lot of people were able to have children, but a lot of people had children with mutations. I was actually told for a long time that I wasn't going to be able to have kids. So it is, again, a testament to my nutritional program and to my ability to rebuild my body that I got into a place where I was able to have a child. Actually, everybody that I've gone to, all of the doctors, so quote-unquote, even some of the holistic ones, said I would have really hard time. Even if I wanted to, I would have to go through hormonal replacement therapy and all these different things. So, you know, I also had an accident that basically left me with only one ovary. I had all these things stack up against me.
Wow.
You know, everybody was saying, no, there's going to be no child. But obviously, first of all, I think this child wanted to come through, number one. Number two, my body was clean enough and had enough energy to build a new life. And actually, funny enough, the year before I became pregnant, I spent basically doing a very intense liver detox and a very intense transformation and regeneration program. I was just experimenting with myself and working with some new products. And I also, a couple years before that, I went to Fukushima. I spent some time in Japan right after the explosion there. And I've worked there on and off. And when I came back, I just wanted to give my body a break and rebuild any damage that I might have caused by being there, even though I was protecting myself with all the foods and things that I had already in my toolkit. But still, coming back from such an exposure, I decided to basically focus for a year on regenerating, you know, cleansing the liver, rebuilding my methylation pathways, and just kind of like spending time focusing on the body. And after that, that's when I actually was able to conceive a child. So,
wow, you are a living testament. And I want to tell our audience that Katrine, you know, she really researches everything and not just takes other people's word for it. She'll take something down to the lab and have it tested. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about you, because there's this stuff really works. And yet we're up against this huge corporate military structure that is it really is a war. And there's so much programming and so much food technology that's put out there to really get people in a state of sick care. And we can talk about wheat and some of those things, but you know, since we're talking about the radiation, I think that people listening and the future people to listen to the podcast would really like to know some tools that they can use to detox their own radiation. And, you know, I wonder, heavy metals too, it seems like, do the same kind of things. Like I know cilantro, for example, you can take a bunch of cilantro and that's going to really detox heavy metals. Does it work for radiation and vice versa?
Well, it doesn't completely work the same way. And again, so there's lots of different tools, like you said. There's lots of different products out there. There's lots of natural products that can help you detox radioactive particles. So when we talk about radiation, there's two things we want to talk about. First of all, what kind of radiation is it? Were you exposed to nuclear particles? Are they lodged in the body? Or were you somewhere where you got x-rays, or you're flying in the sky in a plane, and you were getting some of the radiation there that is just basically passing through the body? It's doing some damage, but it's not incorporated in the bones and tissues. So when we're talking about nuclear particles, we're talking about exposure to radiation from nuclear blasts or through contamination from nuclear state power stations being in your area and maybe having some kind of leaks, you know. And a lot of nuclear stations in the United States have very outdated systems that are leaking constantly, maybe small leaks that are not by the government being, they're not dangerous. But that's what they say, they're not dangerous. But I don't think any amount of man-made particles are safe for people. So that's the other thing that we should talk about. There is natural radioactive elements that are in nature, right? There's radon, there's uranium, there's things that are just naturally in our earth, and there's natural radiation. And there's also man-made particles, the ones that we had made, you know, in the last, probably 70 years now, and has been basically dispersed through the planet through nuclear testing, nuclear explosions, nuclear stations leaking and things like that. So those are the particles that are the most damaging, and those are the particles that we are talking about when we're talking about detoxing, because you can't really detox radiation from x-rays, you know, quote unquote. It's not something physically you can detox out of the body, but you can help the body repair its DNA, tissues, help the liver repair, and also help the liver detox phase too. So this things like cilantro, like you that you have mentioned, those are more sulfur compound detoxifiers that support the phase two detoxification in the liver. So they kind of,
so MSM would be in that category.
Exactly. So there is a lot of sulfur based you know, things like glutathione, like even garlic, you know, milk thistle, dandelion, you know, cilantro leaf, and all of those type of things, they're all sulfur-based that help us detoxify the liver. And the liver is where you basically live. That's what one of my mentors used to say. You really need to take care of the liver, because the liver is your main metabolic organ, and it's doing a lot of things for you besides, you know, storing up the fat and processing the fat. It's also processing most of the heavy metals and most of the radioactive particles and all of those things. They also have to go through the liver. So sulfur compounds, like you have mentioned, cilantro and things like that, they help us with liver detoxification. right? So they support orbital detoxification, but they don't necessarily go after radioactive particles or heavy metals and don't grab them out of the system. Does that make sense?
Okay, I thought that cilantro, like for example, out here in Hawaii, we have the tuna. The local stuff doesn't have very much heavy metals, but the stuff that goes out towards Japan every year, the bigger, 100-pound ahi tunas, test very high in the heavy metals. And I thought by taking a bunch of cilantro and eating that with your fish, that it detoxes all the heavy metals that would...
It will help your liver detox the heavy metals. So it doesn't detox the heavy metals. You see what I mean? So things like the zeolite... Things like pectin, the apple pectin that I really love using, some of the alginates, some of the seaweeds, they actually physically grab on, they work like sponges a lot of times in our tissues or in our intestines, and they basically grab onto those particles, they cage them, right, and they take them out of the system. So cilantro, things like cilantro, it will enhance the innate pathways of the body, the liver, especially, and some other places as well, and will enhance those innate pathways and help to detoxify whatever heavy metal or maybe some other chemical exposure that will come into the liver, and it will help you process that. See what I mean? So that's the difference.
Sense.
So it's synergetic.
So you mentioned like the zeolites, and one of the products we work with is the Crystal Energy. Mm-hmm. And do you believe that it acts like a tiny zeolite, that its dual tetrahedron silica molecule goes in and can actually capture radiation and pull it, like a particle that has a half-life, and pull it out of the body?
Well, I actually used Crystal Energy and Mega Hydrate on myself. Mega Hydrate and Crystal Energy go hand in hand. So both are created by Patrick Flanagan. And of course, Mega Hydrate it's an active hydrogen product that has an extra electron on the hydrogen molecule acting like a major antioxidant. It's a primordial antioxidant, like it's everywhere. It's in our raw food, it's in our juices. Whenever we juice, for example, we have a lot of active hydrogen in our juices in the first 30 minutes. That's why you want to consume it right away. And after 30 minutes, they're gone. So it's very highly reactive ingredient that is able to bond with some of the free radicals and some of the waste particles in the body and get them out. So together, Crystal Energy and Mega Hydrate, I do find that they create a very powerful combination that can help.
Great.
That can help increase electron coherency in the body, so it will help structure the water inside of the cells. And if you help structure the water inside of the cells, you will help movement of electrons, from mitochondria to ATP and for overall energy production. So, of course, that would enhance the detoxifying properties and ability of the body to take the waste out. And also, it will help repair some of the damage to tissues and to DNA and all of those and organs as well. So I did use Mega Hydrate extensively in combination with Crystal Energy when I was detoxing personally years ago, and I still use it. And when I went to Fukushima and when I worked there, also helping people with understanding what kind of choices they have, protecting themselves from radiation, I was using Mega Hydrate as well and Crystal Energy. So I do believe in those products, and they have had very positive, they had positive effect on my health and the health of my clients. And I think that this is something that should be in everybody's medicine cabinet.
Great. Yeah, I just wanted to get that confirmation from you, because it's one of the things that have stood the test of time for me. And I know before I fly, I take the Mega Hydrate because it's considered the world's most powerful antioxidant. And, this morning we did some fresh squeezed orange juice because our citrus orchard is going off out here. And you get such a buzz of energy right from that fresh squeeze, and not everyone can experience that. So putting some capsules in some water or taking it before you fly and after can definitely clear that by giving with the extra electron, by giving that up, it can act as a powerful antioxidant for when you're flying, the radiation actually goes straight through the hull of the plane, right?
Yes, so, through the whole system.
During during the day is if you probably better to fly at night, right?
Well, you know, I think flying any time, the day or night, will create a lot of stress. First of all, you're further away from the Earth, right? So you're losing that Earth connection, and there's a lot of free radical stress in the body just being away from the Earth, from the ground. You know, even there has been some studies with people that live on the high rises, they have more free radical damage and inflammation than people that live closer to the ground. And that's, again, it's one of those things. You're up in the air, you have the cosmic radiation, you're away from the Earth. So, like, the combination of those can really, really create some inflammation in the body. And I find that doing things like crystal energy, I always bring some of really high quality vitamin C with me on the plane, and some kind of immune support, because there's always something flying on the plane, you know, in those closed systems.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you support your immune system. So those are kind of two things that I always have with me when I'm flying.
So that's like supporting the body's natural system to, like you said, with the crystal energy, it lowers the surface tension of the water, so it allows nutrients into the cell, like you said, and the waste out of the cell, and the megahydrate helping with just regular kind of oxidative stress. But what about some of the deeper aspects of actually cleansing those nuclear particles out of your body? The crystal energy helps with that as well, right? And then what else does that too?
Well, yes, of course they do. And again, you know, whenever you increase coherency in the system, when you increase in coherency in electrons, that's what the crystal energy does when it structures the water. It helps the movement of those particles out of the system. So your body is always looking for equilibrium. It's always looking for something, you know, like to make sure that the toxins are out and, you know, the nutrients as much as possible incorporated in the system where it needs to be. So whenever you create that coherency through structured waters, through adding some of the electrons, you will always see an increase in detoxification pathways, and you will see an increase in natural ability of body to detoxify. So,
which
for me,
is really our, yeah.
Yeah, so, and also DNA repair. You know, whenever you have extra electrons, like they are from megahydrate, you have ability to repair the DNA and get rid of some of those free radical species that cause havoc on your system. And of course, when you have free radical when you have nuclear particles incorporated in the body, if you are in an area where there is nuclear exposure, whether it is a hot spot because there is a nuclear power station, or there has been some kind of an incident, so there is always a possibility that those nuclear particles will get incorporated somewhere in the body. So when you have those nuclear particles in the body, they create a lot of free radical stress and they damage their DNA. So when you add things like megahydrate, obviously, you have the DNA repair. I always say that when you talk about radiation exposure and how to heal yourself, you're looking at removal of the particle, and that's things like you said, the zeolite, the epulpectin, some of the spirulinas, things like that, that can help you remove those particles. Then you're looking at DNA repair, because most of the time, if there has been nuclear particles incorporated in the tissues, organs, or the bones, then you have some sort of DNA damage. And this is where the crystal energy and megahydrates, for me, from my perspective, they come in very handy, because they can increase that process and speed up the process of repair. And the next thing you always want to think about is remineralization. You want to mineralize your tissues as much as possible, because when your tissues are mineralized, first of all, the body won't uptake the radioactive particles as easy into the tissues and incorporated into the cells, because there's such a theory called the selective uptake. A lot of the nuclear particles, they bear a very similar structures to normal things that we need in our body. For example, calcium and strontium-90, they have very similar structures. So if the body doesn't have the calcium, it will incorporate strontium. That's why you find strontium usually in the bones or in the teeth. Things like cesium, they are very very similar to structure to potassium. So if you don't have enough potassium in the body, in you have a lot of cesium-137, which is the radioactive man-made particle in the system, it will incorporate it into the tissues instead of potassium. So that's why you want to be as mineralized as possible, which is a hard thing for a lot of people. There's a lot of people nowadays that have problems with a nutrient-dense diet. Obviously, there's a very few people that actually do that. That's why I always say that your protection from nuclear accidents starts before the nuclear accident. You want to remineralize your tissues as much as possible, increase the detoxification of your organs, the natural detoxification, support those organs daily. You know, it's not when the disaster happens. You want to be doing it daily because disaster can happen anytime. You know, we have so many nuclear power stations around, and any of them can go off at any time, right?
And that's just crazy.
These minerals,
seaweed is a good mineral food, mineral-rich food.
Seaweed is an amazing, amazing food. You know, kelp, dulse, alaria, all of those amazing seafoods you want to be, seaweed you want to be having in your diet daily. And it's actually one of the things that helped the Japanese so much with the Hiroshima and, you know, nuclear disasters at that time, and also with Fukushima. The fact is that they're very mineralized culture. They have a lot of seafood products. They have a lot of seaweeds in their diets. They have the lowest thyroid issues in, comparatively to the other world countries. So they were already kind of prepared in a way, you know, for such a disaster. In the United States, most people are not. They're not eating the seaweed, and they're not eating mineral-dense diets. So that's why you want to be eating as much seaweed as possible. Some people have concern about eating seaweed from Pacific, you know, because of Fukushima and things like that. I have seen some seaweed samples that had some radioactive particles in them, and most of them don't. If people are afraid of eating seaweed from Pacific, then just eat it from Atlantic. There's lots of beautiful seaweeds coming from Maine. And those are the type of things.
And do you recommend to use the iodine for protecting the thyroid?
I don't recommend using iodine for everybody all the time. So iodine is very it's an amazing product during an exposure. Let's say if there is an explosion, you want to be probably having some iodine on hand, but you don't want to be dosing yourself with iodine. Because
it can
iodine
be intense, right?
It can be intense. It can cause problems with thyroid. It can really mess with your hormones. So if you are wanting to use iodine, it's best to check with a qualified practitioner that understands nutrition and understands all the aspects of the body and how it will affect you. And also have to make sure you don't have any thyroid issues, which a lot of people do nowadays. It's better to actually consume things like kelp and dulse and, you know, nutrient. Mm. Dense in iodine foods rather than taking an iodine, you know, in drops or anything like that.
So even better than putting it on your skin?
Well, that's again, to put in the skin, it's usually if you have an acute exposure, there is an explosion, let's say, or there is some kind of problem going on where there is a nuclear event, you want to be putting an iodine on your skin right away within the 24 hours, right? And that's the other thing too.
Go ahead.
It's the other thing too that happened during Fukushima. You know, like people started panicking and clearing out stores out of the iodine. And the thing is, after 24 hours, if you haven't put the iodine on your skin, you're already exposed. Because it's such a short-lived particle. You know, it only has 9 days lifetime. Things like, let's say, cesium-137, they can be in a system for 3 to 5 years and even longer, up to 30 years, depends where they're at. So, iodine is only for, I find, only for the exposure. Of course, there's some people that will benefit from iodine use. You have to check in with your practitioner to figure out if it's the right choice for you, but it's not to dose with for everybody.
Okay.
For sure.
Let's talk about medicinal mushrooms for a moment, because medicinal foods, we like to work with the cordyceps, which is, you talk about the ATP production, and the cordyceps we work with is, we have the clinical data on it increasing ATP production by up to 30%, as well as reishi and its ability to supposedly harvest uptake radiation. And some of these mushrooms that can pull in radiation. If do you have to be careful where you get the mushroom from, so that you aren't eating radioactive mushrooms?
Yes, absolutely. Mushrooms are amazing for clearing radiation out of the system, like the ecosystem. If you've seen any of the Paul Simon's research, he's showing how some few mushrooms can basically clean up all of the radioactive waste from Fukushima if you just plant them there. I don't know if they've gone ahead and actually did that, but mushrooms are amazing for clearing out their radiation out of the ecosystem, but also out of the body as well. And in particular, radium cordyceps, they protect tissues from radiation-related oxygen deprivation and oxidative stress and inflammation, and they also collect some of those toxic materials as well. They also modulate the immune system, and whenever you're exposed to radiation, whether it's radiation from the flying on the airplane or radiation from nuclear explosion and nuclear particles, you always have a decrease in immune function. And those mushrooms can really help you make your immune system smarter and be able to differentiate between the foreign particles and the foreign things to protect the body from, and from its own proteins, because a lot of people nowadays have problems with the autoimmune function, so they're basically attacking their own tissues and their own proteins. You know, things like Hashimoto's are on the rise. And things like medicinal mushrooms can really help with that. And in the case with radiation, when the immune system really suffers, it can really help protecting the DNA and protecting the body in a whole. And things like chaga, which is funny because chaga is really known in Russia. We have been drinking it since childhood, but it's really high in cesium, which is cesium is the normal cesium. They're normally occurring, so it's actually the normal form of cesium that your body should be having. So if you drink chaga, you're basically protecting yourself from the one of the more common radioactive particles, the 137, 134. So you're not only protecting yourself from absorbing this radioactive cesium, but you're also getting a lot of alkaline substances from the chaga as well. So it will help you, again, with the immune system, with your whole body as a whole. It will lower cancer rates, not cancer rate, but it will lower cancer risk, let's say. So it's an amazing mushroom to have. So I would say reishi, cordyceps, and chaga are my top three, you know, as far as for your function protection.
That's great to hear, because those are the three mushrooms. Actually, we carry the cordyceps. It's a lab-grown mycelium that is the most potent form of cordyceps that that we found, and it it is grown out at low temperature and low oxygen to simulate the Tibetan highland natural environment where it's grown. And the reishi's got black, purple, red, and white reishi in floricule portions, so that it can some of the whiter, more rare species are put in there as well. So it is 100 times more potent than wild reishi, actually, with its polysaccharide and content, beta-glucan content. So I give it to my daughter. She's always asking for it with a little almond milk. It makes it kind of a creamy, malty shake. And, you know, it's just great to see her calm and centered from it. Definitely the irritation tends to go away. At the last longevity conference that I saw you at, we had the samples of the reishi powder, because it's kind of tasty. It's usually reishi is really bitter. And this girl came up and had really irritated eyes from all the lights, and I said, try some of the reishi. Literally, she came back in 2 minutes, and she said, my eyes feel soothed and calmed, and that adaptogenic power is really amazing. So we're coming out with another product, the chaga product, and I just got a note here from a producer, Matt, who said, I love chaga. And it's half mycelium lab-grown and half wild birch harvested, and then hot water extracted, and then we do this nano-particulation, so it gets really fine, really super absorbable, and just a great thing to make as a base for all your smoothies and elixirs, just whatever you're putting in the blender, make this tea, they've called it a Siberian superfood, real black tea. We had David Wolf on the show a little while ago with his Color Cure book, and he said that chaga, it has that primordial gene, good for the kidneys, good for the adrenals, kind of antioxidant energy. So, you know, it's like we do these cleanses, Katrine, and we're starting to do another cleanse. It's the winter time, a great time for cleansing, and we'll probably just do some smooth foods, put everything in the blender. I'm not talking like Big Macs and burgers, but, you know, making your smoothies in the blender, going smooth mm-hmm. for a while, and then transitioning into supporting with some enzymes and probiotics, and transitioning into some colon hydrotherapy and liver flushing. It's good to, like, cleanse, you know, once or twice a year, but it seems like our bodies want to consistently be cleansing all the time, and I kind of come to terms with, like, I'm just going to be cleansing forever. So do you find that as well, and are there things that you do you like to try to do a cleanse or two every year, and do you find the same kind of experience?
Well, it's funny you say, our bodies are cleansing all the time. Somebody's just cleansing more efficiently or less efficiently. That's why some of the doctors and, say, medical professionals kind of laugh at detoxes and say, well, your body is detoxing. Why would you go and do something, you know, to detox? Yeah. Right? So they are detoxing, but the thing is, for a lot of people, they're not detoxing efficiently, and they just, the body tends to have buildup of toxins that are kind of waiting to get detoxified. And for a lot of people, methylation is a cycle that gets, is a problematic cycle nowadays. I don't know if you know much about methylation, and that's kind of been a new piece of the puzzle for me in the last couple of years, of optimizing liver function through just methylating process. And optimizing the detoxification and cleansing of the liver daily just by taking some of the methylation support. So that's...
Yeah, give some examples of that for people, different methylation.
Methylation kind of... The whole aspect of methylation for me came through the work of Dr. Amy Yasko, who mostly works with autistic kids who we know are very sensitive to heavy metals and other environmental pollutants, and usually have very delicate immune systems. So she has been looking at some of the genetic problems in enzymatic functions and its relation to nutrition, and an area called nutrigenomics kind of came out of it. And by studying her work and some other people's work, I've learned more about the process of methylation in the liver and how to support it through activating certain enzymes. And it's really actually simple once you do know your genetic profile, which you can get with 23andMe or other genetic testing that can be done. You're basically looking... Once you do your genetic testing, you can see which enzymes don't work as efficiently, and you can support them with very low-cost things like trace minerals from molybdenum, lithium, or let's say manganese, but it has to be specifically done for your body. But once you take those cofactors and maybe some methylfolate and optimize your methylation pathways, you're able to detox some of those toxins that are coming in daily more effectively. And obviously,
can you take I know it's the same as like can you take glutathione, and does that work? Does it help with the methylation?
Actually, glutathione is a product of methylation, so by methylating certain antioxidants,
you make your own.
You make your own. So the glutathione is actually a byproduct of methylation. So methylation is a cycle in the body that recycles homocysteine into important antioxidant SAMe, and also into the glutathione. It also reduces inflammation, produces RNA, DNA components, detoxes, heavy metals. It is involved in neurotransmitter cycles. So it's a huge part of...
Called alkylation as well, right? So does it alkalize? Does it make you alkaline?
No, that's a little bit different.
Okay, I was always wondering that.
Yeah, it's not the same. They're relatable, but not the same. But basically, by looking at the methylation and optimizing the methylation on a daily basis, you can help the body to detox the things that are coming in anyway. And of course, because we live in such an age of pollution, and there's so much that are coming at us, and we're constantly losing electrons to electromagnetic pollution and a lot of different things, it is really good for the body to have time where it's resting from, you know, like digesting animal products or digesting, like you said, foods that are solid. So it's good to support your your systems, you know, your liver, your colon, your kidneys. So to me, it is something that is a maintenance. That's something you do several times a year. I usually have a spring and a fall time when I do my, you know, liver gallbladder. And usually in summertime, I'm going completely raw if I'm not for some reason raw. You know, so that helps as well, because it's a perfect timing to do that. Of course, you live in Hawaii, so it's perfect timing all the time.
it does feel like that. And you know, it's crazy that the analogy to not cleansing and just letting your body do it is almost like saying that, yeah, your car burns off excess oil, so you know, if you just go ahead and just let it do its thing, you know, people, they will regularly go and get their oil changed, but we're not taught in school that we need to regularly flush out our own system internally. Oh, yeah. So it's definitely, you know, I know when people are doing cleanses too, sometimes they do candida cleanses and stop sugar for a while, and you've got a great tool, Lacanto, that can help people. That I wanted to make sure we had time to have you get that information out about the Lohan fruit, as well as your personal information, and how I'm sure there's going to be some people that would love to work with you personally to help change their health around and transform. So we've got about 5 minutes left, and if you want to just share whatever else you'd like about your work and how people can contact you, that'd be great.
Well, as you mentioned, Lacanto is a product that is basically a low glycemic product that helps us enjoy food and taste of sweetness while we are on candida diets and diets that are low in sugars. And, you know, during cleansing time, it's kind of a good time to get rid of as much sugar as possible out of your diet and give the body the break. So Lacanto basically helps you do that, because it's one-to-one sugar substitution. It's made from monk fruit extract, which is a very highly antioxidant food, and got some erythritol, which is it's a sugar alcohol, but it's a naturally fermented. It comes from fermenting vegetables, so it's a little bit more natural, a little bit more gentle than, say, xylitol. It has better taste than stevia, so a lot of people prefer using it. People like Donna Gates, who is a body ecology person and is deep into gut maintenance. There's actually, I think right now online, going on a gut reset program. I think it's a free program that Donna Gates and a couple of other people putting on. So this is the type of people that like to talk about Lacanto and using it in their diet. But it basically helps you to stay on your cleanse, or stay on a candida diet, and still enjoy some sweetness. You can find more information on Lacanto.com, and there is more information also from people like Donna Gates and other gut doctors, I would say. To find me, you can find me at katrinewolinsky.com. We do some coaching and take on only a few coaching clients nowadays, because obviously I'm a mom and that's my priority. But you can learn more about that information. I also have a radiation protection guide that you can download there for free. Just basically an overview of what we kind of talked about, and the main points that you should be taking into account when you are protecting your body from radiation.
Excellent. You know, we need that sweetness, right?
Yes, we do. That's why you have that chocolate.
Yeah, and you know, I'm actually gearing up to do a bar with a no glycemic bar, and I want to talk to you more about using your Lacanto. So thank you so much for being with us, and I hope we can have you back on, and really honored to have you on the show, Katrine.
Thank you, Sky. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Really looking forward to meeting in person sometime. If your little one is willing, then maybe you'll be able to join us on a round table discussion coming up. But yeah, definitely a pleasure, and good work, Super Mama.
Thank you, Sky.
Okay, Katrine Wolinsky, Wolinsky, Katrine with a K. Check out her work, and definitely download that free radiation protocol. We definitely could use it. It's crazy these days that there are so many nuclear nuclear waste and nuclear nuclear developments happening on fault lines. And so it's great. There's, as bad as things get, there's always solutions. And thank you all for being here with us. Have a beautiful day.
Yahweh.